if you will do this, then I will do that. But this one, there's no if. Jesus just says, if you come to me, you know what? I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. There's no if. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. This is, I believe, the greatest gift at Christmas, is that the Father sent the Son so that we no longer have to be trapped in jealousy, envy, and covetousness. But he gives us a way out by finding our identity. True sons need not covet others' identity or place or position, because a true son has a place, a position, and an identity. Only orphans are jealous. I'm going to just share one more thing before I have us stand to pray. But if you are under attack by a jealousy attack, there's some things that you can do for that person. And that is to pray for them, to forgive them, and to pray that they will come into their identity as true sons. That's the need that they have. And to bless them and to pray a father's blessing over the one that's jealous of you, so that they can come into their place of identity as sons. So we bless them. We speak out blessing. We forgive them. And we pray for their healing of their wounded spirit. Because if they're jealous of us, it's because they have that orphan spirit. And we need to connect them to the Heavenly Father, who has an identity and a destiny, a position and a place and a future for every one of us. And what I'd like you to do, I'm not going to have an altar call as such, but what I'd like you to do is just give you a little assignment. Make a list, two lists. On one list, who, Holy Spirit, show me who I've been jealous of. Show me who I've been jealous of. On the second list, Lord, show me who may be jealous of me, so that I can pray for them and perhaps be influential in leading them into a relationship as sons and daughters and finding their place and getting healed of the orphan spirit. Let's stand together. Wow. Heavenly Father, you are so remarkable, so amazing, so full of love. You recognize that from the beginning, that we had that tendency to stray and to be jealous, to be envious, to be covetous. It was jealousy that led Eve and Adam, her husband, to partake of the forbidden fruit because they wanted something that was not their right to have. But I believe that over time you would have given it to them as they matured and grew, but we wanted it before. We want it now. So help us to recognize where jealousy may lie in each of us. Help us to identify those places where we're still acting and living as orphans, where our hearts haven't fully been converted to know our position and our place as true sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. I'm so grateful for the promise that you gave Jesus when you said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. I'm going to camp on that scripture. Help us to come to that place, Jesus, where we can rejoice when others are blessed or when you show favor on others. To know that your favor is on us, even though we may not recognize it, because it is because of your favor that we're not totally consumed, which is what we deserve. We deserve to be just blown away because of our sin. And you have had favor on each one of us that we're even alive today and in this place, loving and serving you. So give us hearts of gratitude. Exposed by your Holy Spirit, and show us all those places or people who we may be jealous of. Also, Lord, show us who may be jealous of us so that we can stand against an attack of jealousy coming against us. Forgive us for all the ways that we've defiled one another because of our jealousy. And as we come to you in this area, please redeem our mistakes.